Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, are you frustrated by people who won't get vaccinated? I am. And maybe one of the things that would get them vaccinated was if it cost more for them not to get vaccinated. That's part of the argument made by Elizabeth Rosenthal. She is the editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News, and she joins us on a phone line now. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the idea of, well, it wouldn't be taxing more, right? It would be well, there's a couple fronts, but one is that insurance companies might soon be charging COVID patients in a way that they weren't last year. Explain that for me.
Well, you know, the thing is, we've tried everything to get these vaccination rates up. We've tried, you know, lotteries for college scholarships. We've tried free beers. We've tried all sorts of incentives, door-to-door shots. And we really haven't moved the needle closer to herd immunity. So I do not generally like charging people more for things like, you know, smoking or drinking too much. Those are addictions which are hard to break. Mm-hmm. But this is simple. It's a free shot. And so I think people should know that they will pay a price in several different ways. The first way is, before there were COVID vaccines, many insurers did what was then the right thing and said, okay, we're going to waive all those copays and deductibles that people normally have for COVID or for any hospitalization, but for COVID patients. But now that it's a vaccine-preventable disease, that forgiveness has gone away. So now if you're in the hospital with COVID, you are going to pay your copays, you're going to pay your deductibles, and P.S., COVID hospitalizations are incredibly expensive. So you're going to be out thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars.
We're talking to Elizabeth Rosenthal, the editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News. As an aside, doctor, the state of Illinois is doing a lottery. You mentioned that earlier. And they just announced today three more $100,000 prize winners. They don't release the names, but I haven't told people yet, but there were two $100,000 winners in Chicago and one in St. Charles. So the idea, doctor, was that would help encourage people, but no one's talking about it because we don't know who the winners are. Like, they're not coming forward and telling their hard luck story. So it's just kind of a passive lottery. I don't think it's had much of an impact. I'm sorry, I derailed us a little bit, though.
No, that's right. I mean, these incentives maybe have moved the needle a little bit. But many of the people who are not getting shots, it's not now that they don't have access, that there's not equitable opportunity, that they cost anything. It's that they've been fed a lot of misinformation, and so they don't want to get the shots. Now, I think at some point insurers would be right to say, okay, if you decide not to get vaccinated, maybe you should pay more in insurance premiums, because, you know, the thing is, if someone gets sick with COVID in my insurance plan, my premium goes up mm-hmm. next year. We all end up paying for it. And we all end up paying in terms of our health, too, because it's putting the vulnerable and kids who are not yet eligible for vaccination at very high risk. So I'm, like I said, I'm normally not for penalizing patients for, you know, bad habits or undesirable habits. But this is different. This is free. This is something the Trump administration developed and approved as safe and effective.
Isn't that ironic, right?
Yeah, so the arguments against it, I think, are not it's not a choice based on information. It's a choice based on a fallacy.
Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal, the editor-in-chief of Kaiser Health News. So the issue, though, is if they start charging an insurance more, that's not going to be until next year or something, right? I mean, that's going to drag on for quite a long time before they can rewrite the policies?
Well, yes, but maybe the threat of doing so will induce people to get vaccinated. You know, we are seeing more companies and cities do vaccine mandates, which I think is you know, probably the more straightforward way to do it. But we've also seen in some states governors prohibiting schools from masking and doing mandates. So there, you know, if the health argument doesn't get you, if all these incentives don't get you, maybe you want to protect your wallet. Maybe that will convince people. I'm pretty desperate now to get our vaccination rates
it's
up, frankly.
It's just driving me crazy. Dr. Elizabeth Rosenthal from the Kaiser Health News, the editor of the Kaiser Health News. It was great to talk to you, doctor. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.